light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Away!
The hill leading down into the center of Deadwood was steep. Even with the brakes set, the driver found it hard to control the hurtling descent of the stagecoach. But once past the Gold Nugget Cafe, the wagon track the street leveled out, and he was able to pull the team to a stop in front of the express office.
Oh, hold on there, hold on, hold on there.
Larry Dixon, the agent, pushed his way through the usual crowd of hangers-on and called up to the box.
Everything all right, Clem?
Yeah, quiet trip.
All the way to River City?
Didn't see a soul.
Maybe that's because you weren't carrying much. What'd you bring back?
Supplies and the boot. Got a couple of passengers inside.
Who are they?
Bill Carter's sister and his kid brother.
Golly. They know?
Not yet.
I wish somebody'd told them.
This Deadwood?
That's right, young fella.
I'm not so young. I'm 17.
But where's Bill? I don't see him anywhere.
Ma'am, I'm Larry Dixon.
Oh, sure. We know all about you.
Bill couldn't get here to meet you. But we got a place for you to stay, and Clem will rustle your baggage and... Oh, can I give you a hand down, ma'am?
Thank you. Deadwood.
Wahoo!
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's all right, ma'am. We don't often see any young ladies as pretty as you are out here. The boys don't mean any harm.
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
Oh, she loves it.
You be quiet, Bob Carter. My name's Beth, and I'm not a man, Mr. Dixon.
No, ma'am. I mean, yes, miss. Excuse me just a second.
We're here, Beth. We're in Deadwood, where all the gold comes from.
Get the baggage over to Ma's place, Clem.
Did you tell him?
Not yet.
You gotta.
I'm gonna let Ma Morgan do it. The boy's only 17. Girl can't be much older. It's going to be awful tough. Well, Ma?
They'll be right down. Just finishing washing up.
You haven't said anything?
I've been thinking.
That don't do any good.
Here they come. Ah, yes, you're right.
You've given me a wonderful room, Mrs. Morgan, but I'm afraid it's the best in the house.
Mine's fine, too.
Now you two children sit down here by the window and rest a bit.
Oh, we're not tired anymore.
Not a bit.
Just sit down, will you? I got something I'd like to say.
Is anything wrong?
Well, can't we find Bill and go out and see the town?
Oh, child.
There is something.
When Bill decided to send for you and your brother, all of us, his friends like Larry and me, were just as anxious to see you as he was. We want you to feel we're part of the family.
Where is he?
He's... Larry, I can't.
Miss Carter, you know your brother was a guard on the stage.
Yes.
3 days ago, it was held up on the way to River City. Your brother was killed.
Bill. Bill's dead?
We buried him yesterday. He's up on the hill.
Who did it? Who killed him?
The gang got away. We got suspicious who they might be, but there's nothing we can prove.
Go ahead and cry.
Well, what's the matter with the sheriff? Why didn't he go after him with a posse?
Judd Bradbury's our sheriff. He runs the Gold Nugget Cafe. Maybe things would be different if we had somebody else.
What are we going to do?
That's what we want to talk to you about.
We're your friends. We're your family, Beth.
If you figure you don't want to stay in Deadwood, you need any money to get home again.
Home? We don't have any home.
Don't talk that way. This is your home.
And we can't accept charity.
Well, Bill's always talked about how smart you are, Miss Carter. And there's a lot of paperwork at the express office. If you'd like to work for me, I'd sure admire to have you.
That's very kind.
I want to be a guard on the stage. I want to take Bill's place and get even with those crooks. And...
Bobby!
Don't call me Bobby.
We'll make out fine. He wouldn't want us to act the way we're acting.
I'm just mad.
I know you are. But you'll have to be a little older before you can be guard on the stage. And in the meantime, Mr. Dixon, I'll take that job you offered me. And I'll be ready to go to work in the morning.
Fine.
I like your spunk, girl. This is a tough town and a rough country, but you just remember, you got friends here. Well, what's the matter?
An Indian. I saw an Indian at the window.
Where?
There. There he is again.
Oh, well, don't be afraid, Miss Carter. He's a friend of mine. I'll see you in the morning if I don't see you before. Adios, Ma.
All right, Larry. Drop around tonight if you can make it.
I'll try. Tonto, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. You have any more trouble?
Not on your life. I've learned to keep out of trouble since you and that masked friend of yours helped me out of that last jam.
That's good.
How is the Lone Ranger?
Oh, him all right. Him sent Tonto here. Him wants to see you.
I want to see him. I never did get the chance to thank him for what he did.
Oh, him not want thanks.
Where is he?
In camp nearby. You go there with me.
Lead the way.
How are you doing with your new job and your new name, Larry?
All right. That is, I'm all right personally. But something happened the other
day. Yes, I know about that. That's why Todd and I came here.
Bill Carter died before they got him back to town. Now his sister and young brother are here.
Do they plan to stay?
They have no place else to go.
Oh.
The girl's going to work for me at the express office. Maybe I can find a job for the boy, too. They'll live with Ma Morgan.
Well, what about the gang? Have the lawmen found any trace of them?
With Sheriff Bradway in charge? Would you expect them to?
It's about time Deadwood got rid of Sheriff Bradway.
He's the duly elected officer of the law.
Him crook.
Can you prove that, Tanner?
No, but him crook all same.
They came here to talk things over with you, Larry. We may be able to find proof that Bradway is a crook.
I sure would like to see you do that. I'll do anything I can to help.
Did Tonto tell you that we found the gold?
Found the gold?
Yes.
Where? Where is it?
Right here.
Glory be.
And we follow trail into Madland, find camp.
And you found the gold there. They didn't leave anybody to guard it or anything?
Two men.
We surprised them and took them prisoner.
What'd you do with them?
They're right over there, tied under that tree.
Let's have a look.
I want you to.
And it's all settled. If you got the gold and the men who stole it...
There were 10 men in the gang.
Right.
Did you ever see these two men before?
Light's getting a little bad, but... No. Mean-looking cusses, though.
We haven't seen them around town?
No, I'm sure I haven't.
The one on the right is a half-breed. He can hardly speak English. The other one's confessed.
That's all you need, then.
We don't believe him. He may have been part of the gang, but he didn't take part in the holdup. Go back over to the horses.
Him not know where gang holdup stage.
We pointed out the wrong place, Larry. He insisted that he and the half-breed did it all by themselves.
Why would he say a thing like that?
Because he'd like to be turned over to Sheriff Bradway.
Oh, And he break jail pronto.
Probably. He won't say anything more, and our only chance to get evidence in this case is from some member of the gang.
Get somebody to double-cross the others, huh?
Or make someone believe he's been double-crossed. Will you help us, Larry?
You know I will.
The success of our plan depends on just how greedy Bradway is.
Don't worry about that. He's plenty greedy.
Well, we've found a clue, you see. Not much of one, but it may do. What we want you to do is to go to Judd Bradway's office.
The sheriff's office?
No, the other one. He has an office on the second floor of the Gold Nugget, hasn't he?
Yeah.
There's a balcony running outside of it. Make sure the window's open.
Sort of hot in here, Bradway. How about opening the window?
All right.
That's better.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That was on your mind. What did you have to see me about so special?
Well, it's about...
It's about the whole of them. The boys are doing the best they can. You just have to sit tight and wait.
Judd, it's about the reward.
You got it posted. Your company offers $1,000 dead or alive.
It's a lot of money.
You can afford it. You get the gold back.
No reflection on your posse, but I got a hunch we won't do that. Looks to me like the gang is clean out of the county by now.
What's that?
What?
I thought I heard something out on the balcony.
Just my boot against the chair.
Oh. Well, I'm sick of your complaints.
I'm not complaining. I'm just thinking that if the real crooks got away, there's still a chance to collect the reward.
Oh.
Would you split it with me if I gave you a mighty slick idea?
Listen, but I'm making no promises.
You've got a deputy named Lefty Grogan. He used to wear a mighty fancy pair of gloves, and he lost one of them. He lost it out on the trail where the stage was held up. And there's some mighty suspicious stains on it.
You accusing Lefty of being in with the gang?
Look, Judd, I know as well as you that Lefty was out there after the holdup took place. He might have lost the glove then. I'm just saying that if he was to be arrested, you could collect the reward. Like the idea?
Where's the glove?
Right here.
Hand it over.
No good without the testimony as to where I found it. Here it is.
Lefty's all right.
What about my scheme? What's your answer?
50-50, Ed.
That's my proposition.
Come on.
Where?
To my other office, the sheriff's office. Lefty's in charge there.
You agree?
I said, come on, didn't I? You'll get what's coming to you. Don't worry.
There he is, out in front.
Yeah.
Quite a crowd around him. You suppose anything's happened?
There's always a crowd around him. All right, let me through, boys.
Yeah. Let the sheriff through so he can get behind his desk and go to sleep. Yeah.
What's the matter, Lefty?
They want to know why we ain't got a posse out. It's all talk.
Think so? I'd ride the stage, and I don't like road agents.
Maybe you gents got a little beef. Maybe me and the boys have been a little slow. But I'm going to put your minds at rest right now.
How?
I'm going to arrest the man who planned the hold up. He's standing beside me.
What? Me?
Not you, Lefty. I want you to put Larry Dixon in jail.
Nothing doing, Judd. You can't frame me.
Are you going to deny your real name is Duke Hanlon? That you were the slickest gambler and confidence man that was ever run out of St. Joe?
My name's Hanlon, yes. But I never broke any law, even in those days.
Never hold him, Lefty. He's a slippery customer.
Look out! Get out of the street! Look at that white horse! Look at him!
Well, there he jumped.
Made it.
One, two, three.
Did you see that? Picked him up just like a kid.
Hey, look at that horse trap.
Don't let him get away. Shoot to kill.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Just as Sheriff Bradway was about to arrest Larry Dixon for holding up the Deadwood stage, the Lone Ranger and Silver charged into the crowd. The masked man lifted Larry to his saddle, and together they raced out of town. By the time Bradway had organized his pursuit, they had reached the camp where Tonto was waiting.
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, ho!
You almost had me in jail.
Hey, big fella. You wouldn't have stayed there for long.
What happened, Kemosabe?
Sheriff tried to arrest Larry.
Oh, him not crook?
No, Tonto. Just an idea to get him out of the way and keep the townspeople from talking.
That sure knocked our plans into a cocked hat.
Yeah, we have another plan.
What?
First, we take the gold back to town. Who else has a key to the express office and the combination of your safe?
Nobody.
You must have had an assistant.
Joe Mason. He's riding guard on the stage that left for River City this morning.
What about Miss Carter?
Well, I've just spoken to her.
She accepted your offer, didn't she?
Yeah.
She'll do. She'll be perfect for what I have in mind.
But the keys and the combination.
We'll get them to her tonight. You and Tonto will have to ride to River City.
Now?
Right away.
Go to Marshall?
Yes. Go to the Marshal and get him to organize a posse. Tonto will lead you back to the outlaws' camp.
There's nobody there.
There will be. This gold is going to start out for River City again tomorrow morning.
You figure that Bradway and his gang would dare to try the same thing again?
If Miss Carter gets through talking to him, he won't be able to resist the temptation. Let's have your keys.
Here you are.
And the combination?
You want me to write it down?
Just tell it to me. I'll remember it.
That's simple. Right to 48.
Yes.
Left to 3.
Yeah.
Right to 50.
Uh-huh.
Left to 2.
Right.
Then turn right to open.
Right to 48. Left to 3. Right to 50. Left to 2. Right to open. Right, 48, left 3, right, 50, left 2. Get the gold in my saddlebags, Tonto.
How to do it?
Might as well go straight to the express office yourself and leave the gold. Then you could tell Miss Carter about it later and give her the keys and the combination.
I want her to see it there. Now, right, 48.
Left 3.
Left 3.
Right, 50.
Right, 50.
Left 2.
Got it.
You better not waste too much time in Deadwood. I know the sheriff and his deputies are out looking for us now, but they'll be back.
Miss Crooks, or you write it.
Right. Say, what are you going to do with your two prisoners here?
I'll give them something to eat and drink before I leave. They'll have to stay where they are until morning. Hurry, Tonto.
Hurry. See you tomorrow.
Right.
Get him up. Oh, get up, boy.
Look, you see what I see? Hear that clump of woods over there?
Yeah, campfire.
Come on.
The masked man and Dixon must know we'd be after him. They wouldn't light any fire.
Well, somebody's there. We can ask about the other two.
Right. If we get them lifted, our troubles are over.
What are we waiting for?
Follow me, men. Get up there. Get up.
Who's that?
Sounded like Al's voice.
He's 10 miles from here.
It's me, Al!
Hey! He couldn't catch us.
There's two of them.
Al and the breed, roped and hugged tight.
What about our gold?
All right. Where's our gold? What about it, mister?
It wasn't my fault, boss.
Where is it?
It's gone.
Why, you dirty...
But I know how to get it back. Get me on these ropes and I'll tell you.
Cut him, Lefty. What happened?
It was just after Lefty went back to town this morning. Manuel and me was having something to eat when a masked man and an Indian jumped us.
Where was your gun?
I tried to shoot it out with him. The masked man shot my gun right out of my hand. Boss, do you know who he is?
I don't care who he is. I don't care.
He's a Lone Ranger.
Got that white horse in town. The masked hombre who came riding in there and...
Yeah. Has he been here, Matt?
About a half an hour ago.
And Dixon?
Somebody called Larry.
That's him.
Well, let me tell you about the gold.
Nothing you can say can make up for what...
I tell you, I know how you can get it back.
All right, shoot.
The masked man's taking it back to the express office. There's only a girl named Carter in charge there. She's supposed to put it on the morning stage for River City. She's supposed to tell you all about it. Well, the masked man figures you was behind the first holdup, and he figures you'll hold up the stage again.
Maybe we will.
No, you can't. This hombre, Larry... and the engine are on their way to River City. They're going to get the marshal and posse, and they'll be waiting for you if you try anything.
I don't like getting mixed up with the Lone Ranger, Judd. It's about time we pulled out of here.
What did you mean? You knew how we could get the gold bag.
Don't wait until tomorrow. Get it tonight. Wait until everybody's asleep in town. Then bust into the express office.
The gold will be in the safe.
Sure. And I've got the combination. I heard Larry give it to the masked man, and I memorized it.
Let's have it.
It's right 48, left 3, right 50, left 2... and turn right to open.
Sounds easy to me, boss.
I like the idea of putting one over on the Lone Ranger. And I like the idea of pulling out.
Me too.
We'll wait here for a while. Let them get everything all set the way they want it. Then move in and move out fast.
The fire, so it couldn't be missed from the trail.
Posse see him?
Yes, they pulled up and headed straight into our camp.
A fine prisoner, huh?
I stayed close enough to make sure of it.
You wanted the sheriff to find those crooks?
That's right, Larry.
They must have heard what we were talking about. Glory be. I repeated the combination of the safe enough so they must even know that.
It was all bait for the trap.
What trap? I thought we were going to get the marshal.
He isn't in River City. They're taking 2 days of hard riding to reach him. Express office is the trap. The goal will be waiting there tonight. All Bradway has to do is force a window or a door, open the safe, and take it.
You're right. Sounds awful easy to me.
But we'll be waiting for him, Larry.
We? Just you and me and Tonto?
We need more than that. Can you find 20 honest men in town who aren't afraid of a fight?
Yeah.
20 men who feel the same way you do about Bradway and want an honest sheriff?
I'm sure I can find them.
Good. We'll place them so they'll have cover and still be able to see the express office. Now, it may mean waiting all night.
They won't mind.
Otto, you'll stay at the top of the hill and warn us when Bradway and his men are coming.
Ah.
I'll see Miss Carter and take her with me to the office.
She'll wonder about your mask.
Ma Morgan knows me.
Sure, that's right.
And let's get started.
Keno.
Come on, Silver.
Get up.
Come on.
Safe and sound.
Or as safe as we want it to be.
Just think. All of it real gold.
Miss Carter, I want you and your brother to stay here until we get a signal from Tonto.
So when those crooks come into town, they'll think we're here working.
Yes. I want them to see you leave the office, lock it up, walk up the street to your home. When you get there, go upstairs and go to bed.
Oh, we couldn't.
Not when you're going to catch the crooks that killed Bill.
Well, light the lamps in your bedrooms and keep them lit for about 20 minutes or so.
Sure. We'll make it seem like we're going to bed.
What about you? What are you going to do?
I'll stay here.
Won't they see you when they come in?
I don't think they'll use much light. Anyway, I'll be well hidden.
Mister, what happens if they don't try to get the gold?
Nothing, Bob. But try something else, that's all. Sooner or later, Bradway is bound to make a mistake.
Listen.
Earlier than I expected, but it may be, Tonto. Yes.
Blow out the lamp, Bob.
Not too fast.
Yeah. Tonto, just saw him from the top of the hill.
They'll give them a chance to get into town. 10 minutes more.
Keep back in the shadow.
I want to see.
You can see.
It's the Carter girl and kid brother.
I know. Look enough.
Well, what about it? What do we do?
We wait.
About after. Are we going to get it or aren't we?
It's a quiet night. Nobody else around. Looks good, Lefty.
I can't see anything yet. Can you, Ma?
Not yet.
It's time those lamps in the bedrooms were put out. Will you go upstairs and do it, Bob?
I want to watch, sis.
Well, after that, you can watch from my bedroom window.
All right, that'd be better anyway.
I think I see something.
Where?
Looks like a deep shadow against that building down the street, but it moved.
Yes, it's a man. And there's another. I see one farther on. He's almost at the express office.
They're moving in there. The coyotes are heading straight for the trap. Let's hope they don't get away.
Follow me.
without a light.
Not yet.
But I'm more and more of that.
There you are, Al. Now you can light a match, Lefty. Keep it shaded.
Right to 40.
Don't think about it. Do it.
Yeah. Back to 3. To 50. To 2. To right to open.
Ouch!
What's the matter?
Burned myself. I'll light another.
There she is. We got her back.
Lefty, call some of the boys over to the window. We'll pass her through to them.
What the?
Who did that?
They're covered. Don't move. Except you, Lefty. Before you burn your hand again, light that lamp on the counter.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a masked man.
Who, what? I've got 10 men around this building.
Larry Dixon has 20 watching them.
Hey, there's the engine, too, coming in the window.
Got the fine glove, like you're saying.
Good. Here's the key to the door. Open it so we can march them out that way.
Come to do it. Hey, where'd you get that glove?
Be quiet.
In the sheriff's office. Interested, Lefty?
Here, Larry.
Good work, Tonto. We got them all.
What do you want with that glove?
This glove, Lefty, is going to convict you for the murder of Bill Carter.
Oh, I don't know, Edward Judd.
Shut up.
He was up on the rise and he got him with a rifle.
You fool.
He
Judd, judge your man, Larry. All right, Tonto.
Yeah. Judd Bradway, the sheriff of Deadwood, road agent and killer. You're going to swing from the highest tree in the county.
The masked man's riding away. Why didn't he stick around a while?
He never stays when his work's done, Bob. And it's all finished here. Start rambling, you critters. The calaboose is waiting for you.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.